Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Finesse Empowers podcast and happy Resurrection Sunday. I am Dr. Finesse, empowerment coach and author. Thank you for your support and tuning in today as we celebrate the risen Savior. Our topic for today is Break Out Your Breakthrough, a chapter from my devotional book, Butterfly Expressions. The scripture reference today comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 21 through 22 from the Message Bible, and it reads, set up signposts to mark your trip home. Get a good map. Study the road conditions. The road out is the road back. Come back, dear Virgin Israel. Come back to your hometowns. How long will you flit here and there, indecisive? How long before you make up your fickle mind? God will create a new thing in this land. A transformed woman will embrace the transforming God. Breakthrough has become a cliche word instead of a freeing experience. According to dictionary.com, breakthrough means an act or instance of removing or surpassing an obstruction or restriction, the overcoming of a stalemate, any significant or sudden advance, development, achievement, or increase, as in scientific knowledge or diplomacy, that removes a barrier to progress. Yet many people merely talk about breaking through their circumstances without actually doing anything to break through. For many of us, breakthrough has become a stalemate that we choose not to overcome. And thinking back over my life, I can attest to being stuck in the breakthrough phase of a situation. Consequently, we become stuck and dysfunctionally comfortable in the thought of breaking free of something that has us bound in some way. This thought could be a habit, a stronghold, a thing or a person. For me, the dysfunctional comfort was relationships. For a long time, I searched for love in all the wrong places without knowing that only God could heal and fill my heart's empty space. Based on what I saw on television or heard others boast about, I believed that one person could complete me, but in the end, I was only lying to myself. There is not one person in this world that could be everything to a person. Actually, the job is too much pressure for one person to feel or to bear. Ultimately, this belief left me frustrated, heartbroken, and alone over and over again. Until one day, I had an aha moment. The only one that could love me the way I needed was the Lord. After all, He died and gave me the optimal sacrifice of Himself. Of course, a man could love me, but in our humanness and frailties, that love would only fill the cup but a little. Our bodies were not meant to carry such burdens, let alone someone else's baggage. I had to learn to be alone and love Vanessa with all her quirks, goofiness, brilliance, insecurities, and fears. When one learns to truly love herself, she is open to accept others for who they really are, know what she deserves, and refuse to settle for anything less. My aha moment allowed me to break out my breakthrough because I was quite complacent in acquiring knowledge about moving on in self-help books, sage advice, and how-to columns. I knew how all right, but I didn't act upon anything that I learned. Being comfortable in the knowledge, I gave the illusion of having it all together, but inside, I was still hurting. Knowledge is not power, but applied knowledge is. We can't continue to remain stuck in our complacency. There comes a time when a breakout is due. I love the Message's translation of devising a plan and studying the conditions of your soul. We must take inventory of our innermost beings to truly evaluate our motives, feelings, and apprehensions for staying stuck in our familiar. Additionally, we need to decide to change and understand that something new is brewing. God is definitely creating a new thing, but we must be open to receiving it. Although we know the predictability of our dysfunction and fear embarking upon something new, dysfunction doesn't mean us any good at all and eventually will kill us. God wouldn't give us more than we could bear. And this also means attaining the maturity to handle His blessings. We pray for success, but are we really mature enough to handle God's best for us? We prove this maturity by our obedience, perseverance, and faith to move past our past and dysfunctional comfort. Dictionary.com defines breakout as an instance of surpassing any previous achievement. To me, a breakthrough is the learning of new knowledge to help propel us past our situation. That in itself is a great achievement. However, breaking out requires action. It requires applying the knowledge we learned to really move beyond our circumstances into a new realm of being. Are you ready for that? Think about it. Some of us are quite happy with just knowing how to do something to appear intelligent. Nevertheless, the person that decides that knowledge isn't enough and decides to do something about their situation is the person that truly wins. Are you ready to break out your breakthrough? I sure am. Let's do this thing together. Take a deep breath, throw caution to the wind, and count to three. 1, 2, 3, breakout. This has been your empowering moment with Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for tuning in to the Vanessa Empowers podcast. If you would like to experience more of my devotionals, you may purchase my books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my website at VanessaEmpowers.com. And check out my first and second singles, Standing and Shift, for my poetry album coming out on April 10, 2018, Naked and Unashamed. Available on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, and Amazon Music. Also, if there are any topics you would like for me to discuss, connect with me on my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.